This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We are going to discuss more Democrat tightrope walking, if you will. Dome was asked about people standing for the anthem or not. That'll be fun. We'll get to that in a second. We have some Haitians whining about the work conditions over here. The communist only cares about the revolution, a great example of that. Some man on the street stuff, that's actually courtesy of Savannah Hernandez. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I did want to do a couple more emails. Jesse, I was wondering if you laughed as hard as I did when Timmy, that'd be Tim Walz, name dropped Naked Ken Doll two or three times during the debate last night. He's talking about James Lankford. In case you're wondering, that's my nickname for Republicans. Senator of Oklahoma, James Lankford. I didn't laugh, to be honest. I really, really despise that man because he's everything I hate about the GOP. One, he shouldn't be there. That's part of my hatred for him. This is not a man who got elected as a Republican in Massachusetts or New Hampshire or one of these kind of bluish purple states. Oklahoma is an awesome state. Sick. And it's one of the reddest states I've ever seen in my life. I love Oklahoma. And that eunuch is the GOP senator, one of the two GOP senators from that state, is so unacceptable. Unacceptable. Do you know someone to the right of me could get elected in Oklahoma and still brain dead GOP primary voters will go to the polls if they even get off the couch and go vote for that ginger eunuch time and time and time again because he ran a TV ad talking about, I love guns or something like that. And because he's welcomed in all of these skinny jeans, loser churches in Oklahoma where they go around and all they talk about is turn the other cheek. And of course, Jesus would want us to flood the country with illegals. After all, my daughter being massacred by a Haitian is what Christ wanted for me. I can't stand that mentality, and he represents all of it. And I just want to reinforce this. He gets me upset, as you can see. I just want to reinforce this. When James Lankford is up for re-election, if he has a significant primary challenger who is decent, it can't be some rhino type. If there is a significant primary challenger, I might move to Oklahoma, not to vote. That's how much campaigning against James Lankford in that primary I'm going to do. You are going to see me on stage giving speeches. I might buy billboards myself. That's how much I want to destroy this person's political career for everything he's done to me and my country. And last night, when Tim Walz brought him up during the debate, that's now debate numero dos, where James Lankford in his amnesty bill was brought up and it gave cover to Democrats in an election year on an issue that should destroy them in this election. And that's courtesy of James freaking Lankford. And yes, Chris, we did get a voicemail about James Lankford. Please take it away.
Hey, Jesse, biggest loser in last night's debate was obviously James Lankford, low T James Lankford. Because at the beginning of the debate, Walz was clearly professing his man love for Lankford. And by the end of the debate, well, it was clear his man crush had shifted to J.D. Vance. Rock on, brother. That's all.
It's true, man. Oh, my gosh. Look, people wonder why I go in on the GOP a lot. I've actually had GOP reps and members of various state parties that I've met or reached out to me saying, hey, Jesse, it hurts me when you attack us like this. I have standards for my friends and my allies. I know the communist is my enemy. I know he is. If someone who's supposedly on my team is helping the communists destroy me, using the cover of me, of my values, that's in my mind so much worse than the communist who just kind of nakedly wants to destroy the place. I can't take it anymore. I can't take that kind of crap. All right. Now, let's discuss this. I feel like my blood pressure is going to go up, and it doesn't need to go up, but I feel like it's going to go up. Let's discuss people who come here, immigrate here from horrible, horrible places, and then complain. It bothers me a lot. And I should clarify before I go off, and I'm not going to yell. I don't want to be stressed. I'm not going to yell. I'm going to be calm. I'm so calm. But gratefulness is a huge deal for me. It's one of those pet peeves of mine. If I'm big on holding doors open for people, I try to be big on manners. I've taught my sons that. If I hold a door open for you and you walk by me without saying thank you, I will embarrass you. I'm telling you right now. And I will do it loudly. You can ask my wife. I'll even drop a thank you, or I'll do a you're welcome. I've had people just practically scurry off. I've humiliated them so badly. That's how big gratefulness is for me. My sons, if their wife makes them dinner, I make them dinner. Now, they're good about this now, but there better be a thank you. There had better be a thank you. If I buy you lunch, whatever I happen to do, better be a thank you. Or it bothers me. Gratefulness is something, I don't know why, maybe it's part of my family, maybe it's a Kelly thing. It grates on me. And I guess that's why this kind of stuff bothers me. They interviewed this Haitian dude talking about what it's like to live here in factories. I just want to, before I play this, I want to remind you that Haiti is living hell. It is. And it has been forever. I will always believe that it is a cursed place. I believe it is cursed. The very ground, I believe it is cursed. It was a living hell when they had slaves there. It was like the worst slavery in the Western Hemisphere, what they did to those poor people. And then the slavery rebellion was just butchery on both sides, awful. And then after having had a slave rebellion, it's somehow just as bad as it always was. The AIDS rate, the disease, they cook people and eat them alive. The de facto leader of the country had a nickname, barbecue, because he cooked people and ate them. And if you're a Haitian luxuriating in Springfield, Ohio, I don't want to hear how mean the manager is.
When I got here, it was really late the day, and they put us in a room with 7 or 8 people. It was only one bed. Whenever I have
Are there too many people in your room? Oh, I'm so sad.
My hand swelling, or I have any kind of medical conditions on my hand and I'm not able to work. Supervisor and management are giving me a lot of pressure to work. Who is supposed to get a better living condition, us or the cows that we are killing?
Oh, my heart is breaking right now. Is your manager hard on you? Man, that is too bad. How are things back in Haiti? Go live with barbecue. How about you go to the camera and the only thing I want to hear from you is thank you. Thank you. That human being, you pay for him. Did you know that? You do. You can't afford eggs. You can't afford rent. You can't afford anything. And you, the American taxpayer, pay everything for that dirt ball. And he comes over here luxuriating in a country you are paying for when you can't afford anything, whining about the sleeping conditions and the manager. Go back and sleep in Haiti and let me know how it goes for you. Go home. Jesse, it's too harsh. Tough. This country needs a big heaping dose of harsh. Mommy's gone. Daddy's here now. It's me. Go home. If you are from a foreign country and you are unhappy with your living conditions or working conditions in the United States of America, get on a boat, get on a plane, get a life raft with a motor on it or some oars and start paddling, Jack. Goodbye. Gosh. Dang it. I wasn't going to do that. Shut up, Chris. I'm calm. I've never been better. I have a new penknife. I didn't tell you about it. I saw this surgeon in the UK. He operated on somebody using a penknife, the same penknife I used to cut up lunch, and this is supposed to be controversial. I could perform surgery with my new penknife. I have one of those ones. It's one of the The ones with the little toothpick in it? You've seen those with what, Chris? Why are you putting your head in your hands? It's got the little toothpick and it's got the little scissors. Those are the handiest thing in the world. The little, what is it, Victorinox or whoever makes those things? They're awesome. And the tweezers, too. The tweezers, the scissors. I could perform surgery. I could. And I have super steady hands. They're not only are they huge, they're super steady. So I could do it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit. Someone has, we have a couple voicemails about the docs. School board. What's a question for school board? What's happening with the hurricane stuff? We have a bunch more. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, coming back with Nancy Pelosi's theme song there on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we'll get to some of those here in a few. Look, we can get to emails or we can talk about the Florida man and his mother busted for running a, quote, sprawling prostitution ring. That's from Not the Bee. You know, my mom never went into business with me. Anyway, Jesse, I just drove home, I just drove by my home on the river directly below the Watauga Dam in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Elizabethton, I'm sure I'm screwing that up. I didn't know that town. I drove through Hampton, Tennessee, a neighboring community. The devastation here is unimaginable. The citizens in our community are true warriors and angels. Within 2 hours, neighbors were cutting the trees that fell in our yard to clear the roads. Churches jumped in, and we are taking care of our own. We didn't wait for the government. Starlink is now up, and multiple Black Hawk helicopters are continuously flying rescue missions. Thank you for warning about scammers and keeping this story alive. I have a couple other requests. First, thank all of the volunteers from across the country helping with this catastrophe. Second, I think we need to implement life in prison for looters or just allow property owners to shoot them. People cleaning their homes while low-life individuals steal. We live in the most beautiful part of the country. It will be beautiful again. It will be. Doesn't seem like it now. I've seen the devastation. I'm trying to make sure the word stays out there as best I can. I know that's nothing for you. You've lost everything. I'm not doing anything, but it. People who steal like that. Look, we had signs all over the place when we had our hurricane down here. There was very little looting, and people would have signs in their yard. That's a mixture between a lawn and a yard. In their yard that would say, "You loot, we shoot." Those signs were everywhere. And believe it or not, as crime-ridden and disastrous as Houston is during Harvey, there was almost no looting. There was very, very little looting. It was not something that was done. People who take advantage of others, both charities and looters, when people are going through hell like this, are the worst kind of scum, the lowest kind of scum. Honestly, I'm not sure they shouldn't get the death penalty. I really mean that. It's like, look, there are things in life where you know this human being is not made for civil society. There are just little indicators. And if you're one of those guys, if you see someone going through a flood, devastation, people having lost it all, and your first thought is, hey, we should get the boys together and go steal some of their stuff. You're not fit for society. You're not fit really for a cage. This is why I'm a big believer in penal colonies, where they used to just drop people in tropical islands and let their teeth rot out and the dysentery get them and y'all just have a good time. That's exactly where that person needs to go. Another thing, look, another indicator, here's one. People who abuse dogs. I'm not even one of these guys who loves every dog. Muffy. I'm really not. I love my dog. I love Fred. I don't love everybody's dog. So I'm not that guy. And I do think we kind of tend to treat our dogs better than we treat humans. So I believe that. At the same time, if you have someone who abuses a dog, a loving, loyal creature like a dog, it shows there's something broken inside of you. You should probably go to my penal colony. You should. What, Chris? Maybe we should start our own. We can. How hard? What? You can't get away with it? Chris, you can get away with anything It's easy. All you have to do is become a Democrat. Who's going to prosecute you? You know how this works. That said, she did also say thank you to everyone volunteering. Thank you to everyone contributing. Thank you to everybody. I have seen this time and time and time again. Americans will rally and help other Americans. The government won't. The government can't. The government hates you. Even if it loved you, it's stupid and inefficient. But Americans will help and support their fellow Americans, especially in their time of need. I remember the Cajun Navy rolling into this area during Harvey like a daggone army to the rescue. It was awesome to watch. It's just people are really, really terrific about that. All right. Sheriff Jesse, we moved from a small town outside San Diego called Ramona. I absolutely loved it. My husband and I grew up there. We were high school sweethearts. But we saw all the bad changes moving into our country town, and we couldn't vote out or fix. So we sold our house, packed up our four beautiful kiddos, and moved to Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, Trump country. When I saw the huge Trump sign as we drove in, God, guns, family, and neighbors, I knew I was home. We visited one time and found a house to buy. We've been here for 7 months. We started my husband's plumbing business, and I am partnered with a couple people to start a catering company. We are enjoying our new life, fishing all the time, rafting, hiking, and exploring. Thank you for your advice to move to a red state. Best decision. We couldn't be happier. Her name is Kira. I think honestly, you can go ahead and sign every one of these with best decision I ever made, because every one of them says that. Every single one of them. Get out of your blue area. Get to a place where you're surrounded by people who share your values. Now, there's a man on the street segment. Savannah Hernandez, that street reporter. She's my friend. She's a wonderful street reporter. She did a little man on the street segment asking people who they support and why for POTUS. There's just a couple jaw droppers in here, but it's pretty revealing about where we are.
Kamala. How come? I hate Trump. We need someone competent in there. I think Trump could start a world war without even realizing it.
She's voting for Kamala because Trump is incompetent. Not kidding.
Who are we voting for? Kamala Harris. How come? Oh, because she's a woman?
I think that it's time for America to have a woman president.
So you like...
Just... Look, it could go. I could play it on, and maybe I'll play a little bit more, but just digest that for a moment. I'm voting for Kamala. Why? She's a woman. What? What did you say? Anyway.
Kamala, because she's a woman.
Yes.
It's not about it being a woman. I don't care if it's a woman. It's about their party.
I love women, but Trump has to be the person because taxes are going lower. War is going lower.
Why do we like Kamala?
Oh, why do we like Kamala?
Yeah, disaster. Anyway, I do love my dog. That's why I love Fred. That's why I give him rough greens. I do. He's part of our family. Dogs become part of the family, and I want these dogs, I want your dog, I want my dog to live longer. My kids, it's funny, my kids say it now when they're pouring his food in his bowl. And they start sprinkling rough greens on his food. We got to have Fred live longer because he's sitting right there and he loves it. Of course, the dog eats it up. It's the only way dogs get nutrition. All natural nutritional supplement rough greens. Buy some, put it on your dog's food. Your dog will have a shinier coat, better breath, fewer trips to the vet. It helps everything. Joints, eyes, you name it. Aren't you better off when you get nutrition? roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag, or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Chris, let's go back to the voicemails. What'd this guy have to say about Lucky Luciano?
We need a guy like Lucky Luciano. That's what we need. A guy work with us. Not like this union guy that is trying to cripple everybody. We don't want that. We need a guy like Lucky Luciano who worked with us to defeat
the enemies in World War II. That's what we really need. But this guy wants to cripple everybody. It's not cool. It's not cool, especially at this particular time.
Yeah. Look. Okay. I understand the language has been bad. I'm not a big supporter of this guy, the leader of the union. We've already talked about that a lot. But I don't know that we necessarily have to puff up Lucky Luciano. And for those unfamiliar with what he's talking about, I've done a history segment on this before. I'm not going to do it again. But we were very worried, justifiably so, during World War II about the Germans committing acts of sabotage on our ports, specifically in and around New York City, such a major port. And remember, there were German submarines right off the New York coast sinking American ships. People don't realize how close that war came to our shores. There were Japanese subs off of California firing into California. So, who controls the ports? Well, same people who still control it. Organized crime in the unions. That's it. They're all these East Coast, these gigantic East Coast unions. There's, hey, this guy, Daggett, the head of the union, you know, little controversy he got caught in. An associate of the Genovese crime family was caught on a wiretap saying that this guy's the one he wanted in charge of the union. Why do you think that is? Anyway, Luciano is approached by the government during World War II, and they tell him, hey, we want help. And in fact, it was more Meyer Lansky. Luciano was doing time at the time, but Meyer Lansky and Luciano were friends. They worked together. And they said, hey, we want help. Will you make sure the docks are secure? Make sure there's no sabotage. And from that point forward, there was no sabotage. So as far as who did what there, I don't know. But I think you're probably taking it a little too far if you think Lucky Luciano did that out of the goodness of his heart. I'm not saying there was no goodness in his heart, but I'm not so sure that was the reason. All right, one more voicemail. We'll get back to the stories. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. In a couple of days, I'm going to stare down a couple of card-carrying communist members who are running for school board in our great state of South Carolina here. So had a question for you. What is the best question that I can ask them to expose them to all the other people that are going to be at this town hall? Because I want to make sure we do everything we can to get our red Republican friends elected to the school board and keep South Carolina red as can be. Thanks.
Ask them how many genders there are. It sounds simplistic, doesn't it? It almost sounds, we have this discussion all the time, it almost sounds ridiculous, but when you think about this, man and woman, it's the basic building block of our planet. There are men, there are women. They are different. We are made for each other. We're made to fit together, but they are different, men and women. That is a basic biological fact that all of human history has acknowledged. If you have anybody on your school board, when you ask that question, how many genders or how many sexes, because gender is really kind of using their terminology, but if you want to do that, that's fine. How many genders there are? If that is even a difficult question for them to answer, that person is either compromised or they're too stupid and weak to sit on the school board of your school district. That is the easiest, most basic question to answer in the history of the world. If they struggle with it, if you hear anything other than two right off the bat, they got to go. I honestly, it's a fairly universal question. You can ask anybody if you're vetting them running for office. Maybe you're a county or city or even school board, or a lot of these are nonpartisan elections. That's what they call them. So there's not going to be a Democrat or a Republican. It's, oh, I'm Bob. I love school. You know, you don't know who he is, trying to feel the guy out. Pull him aside or ask him in front of everybody. Ask him. It's the easiest answer in the world. It's like asking somebody, is water wet? What color is the sky? How many genders are there? If they don't say two and say two quickly, in fact, if they start filibustering, well, I mean, this has been a very complicated, gone immediately, gone. Because it's the most basic question in the world. The building blocks of the planet. Men and women. They are different. You cannot transition. You can't transition as a child. You can't transition as an adult. I don't care how many pieces you cut off your body or how many things you inject yourself with. You, if you were born a man, will always be one. You will die a man. And if you are born a woman, you will always be one. You will back into things in your car the entire life. That is how we are made. Period. End of story. Now, let's go back to that tightrope talk we've had before. Dome was asked about people standing for the anthem. Should they do it? Remember that conversation we've had about how Democrats have to walk a tightrope? They're trying not to freak out older union Democrat guy, loves America. Maybe he's a veteran, loves America. Not really down with all the tranny craziness, but still hates Republicans, votes Democrat. Dome needs his vote. But she also needs the vote of all the America-hating commie scumbags. She needs their vote too. So when you get a question, should you stand for the anthem? If you ask me for that, the answer is yes. Stand up, take your freaking hat off, shut your mouth, and put your hand over your heart. It's really not difficult at all. You ask Dome that question, this is what you get.
Should folks stand for the national anthem?
I think that one of the beautiful things about our country is that we were founded on certain principles. That we articulated in...
Remember what we talked about, filibuster?
1776, we are all and should be treated as equals. We articulated those principles in our Constitution. And part of what we decided is what makes a fair and just and noble society and a democracy, a true democracy, is freedom of religion, freedom, right, of association, freedom to organize, First Amendment. So that is part of who we are as a country. And I will defend it to the core, which is that we give people certain choices in this country.
Okay. Hey, Jesse. I love your show. I get it at 5 p.m. in Madison, Mississippi, 6:20 a.m. Thank you for your service. I enjoy your Monday tribute to fallen heroes. It's moving. I let my 14-year-old listen if he happens to be in my truck with me. Democrats have all the swing states covered. They've had 3.5 years to register enough illegals. I know my ideas on Trump October surprise are very good ones. I'd like to talk to his strategy people to assure/convince them my thoughts are valid. Can you help? Who is helping his strategy? FP1, I've called them, the RNC, both congressional representatives, and I have not gotten through. You said you get about 1,000 emails a day, so I will send you 10 of these and hope your staff takes notice. Please don't send 10. Don't do that. Don't take... Listen. When you run for office, one thing I discovered that I did not know before I started running for office, when you run for office, you will find this. And I'm not ripping on your plan. Maybe you have a great plan. But you will find that almost everyone you meet, they think they have the solution. I know the ad you need to run. I know the stance you need to take. I know the strategy you need. Everyone you meet knows how to run your campaign better than you do. Every single one of them. This applies to president, city council, up that. You will run into this when you run for office. I'm not saying that to insult you for sending the email. I am saying, even if I had a direct line to Donald Trump and could text him your plan right now, he would ignore it and block my number because I gave him advice. And he has more advice than he could ever handle in his life. So I know that's frustrating, but you're better off not giving out advice. There. Now, let's do one more segment. Let's talk about that. Where does the communist's loyalty really lie? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to do a couple things before I get to headlines I didn't get to. The first one of those things is this. People get confused about where the communist loyalty lies. They don't understand because they get confused by labels. They get confused by many things, and sometimes you'll hear people on the right, when, because Republicans are so beaten down and tired of being accused of racism, you'll see people on the right say, Democrats are the real racists. Democrats are the real racists. But it's actually not true. That's not true at all. I'm sure there are racists in there or not, but Democrats are communists. And communists don't actually care about race. They don't care about religion, gender, skin color, the climate. They don't care about anything they say they care about. None of it, right? Communists care about the revolution. The revolution, burning everything down, destroy everything. That is the purpose, the sole and singular purpose of the communist. That's where his mind goes at all times. That's where he focuses at all times. That's why if you've ever known a black person who switches parties, he switches from Democrat to Republican. Maybe you are that black person and you see them saying terrible things to him, terrible things. Uncle Tom and the N-word and all kinds of crap. They will say those things to black people. It's easy to think, wow, these people are really racist. It's not that they're really racist. You stopped helping the revolution. You betrayed the revolution. So they're just trying to say anything they can think of to hurt you for being a traitor to the revolution. A woman who switches gets called the most vile things in the world by the party of feminism. Why? Is it because they actually hate women? No. She's a traitor to the revolution. A gay person. Maybe that's you. Maybe you were in the Navy. And you switch from being a Democrat to a Republican. You'll hear the worst possible things they'll say to gay people who do that. Is it because they hate gay people? No, they don't care about you one way or the other. You're a traitor to the revolution. You want to hear a great example of this? Listen to this one. This is on MSNBC.
Why is the Democratic share of the Latino vote shrinking?
And what I said to you when we asked the question was, Latinos want to be white. They want to be with the cool kids. They want to be, I'm asking Latinos all the time. And they
Latinos want to be white? I'm surrounded by Latinos. None of them has ever expressed that to me. Even when I'm making merciless fun of them for various things. None of them care about that. My best friend's Latino. He doesn't want to be white. Why would she say such a stupid thing? Well, she doesn't care about Latinos, or however she put it. She cares about the revolution. She's a revolutionary. And if you're a Latino who switched sides, why do you shake your head, Chris? Chris gets so jealous when I start speaking Spanish. I know it's just jealousy because he wants to be like trilingual like I am, but you don't have to be. What, Chris? Why are you shaking your head? English fluently, Spanish fluently, and I speak a little bit of Italian. I think we established that. In fact, remember, I speak a little European, actually. Anyway, they betrayed the revolution. Therefore, the worst things are acceptable to do to what? Traitors. That's why they call black people who leave the N-word. That's why they call women who leave the most vile things in the world. That's why they call gay people who leave terrible things. That's why they call Latinos who leave. They just want to be white. They are considered traitors, treasonous. We are fighting a revolution against the evil empire of America. How could you betray the revolution? That's why they say those things. All right. Let's get to headlines I didn't get to. Before we do that, it's Chalktober. Chalk has done this before, but it's rare, where they have a massive sale. That's what Chalktober is. It's a massive sale. If you've been on the fence about ordering some natural herbal supplements from Chalk, maybe it's a female vitality stack. Maybe it's a male vitality stack. Maybe it's chocolate powder. Maybe, I don't know. You've been on the fence. Maybe you've been on the website. I like it. I'm not sure. Chalktober is your time. Take advantage of it while it's here. And you know if you have questions, that's totally reasonable. You're not an expert on natural herbal supplements. I'm certainly not. Call them. Text them. They're not just sitting there taking orders. I'm sorry, just tell me what you want now. You have questions? They'll talk to you. 50-CHOQ 3000. That's the number. Call it, text it. 50-CHOQ 3000. Take advantage of Chalktober. All right? All right.
And now,
he's
a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
A self-feeding circle. How a web of NGOs enabled by Biden-Harris is fueling the migrant crisis. This just goes, if you dig into this, it's courtesy of the Daily Caller. It just goes into what we've discussed many times before about how our taxpayer dollars are taken from us by the government. They hand them out to NGOs, non-government organizations, Catholic and otherwise. The NGOs, in turn, sponsor illegals, bring illegals in, give them the... It is a huge, ugly web, and almost all of it is done with your money. And honestly, it needs to be broken up by Republican AGs. It really does. It's RICO. It's racketeering. Gavin Newsom signs a bill banning local voter ID requirements. Huh. That is so interesting. Wonder why they do that. Oh, look at this. Democrats sue to block Georgia rule requiring ballot hand counts on election day. It is interesting how Democrats say they don't cheat and elections aren't stolen and there's no fraud. Yet if you even ask someone to show an ID, they will try to stop you. You try to get the ballots counted in a reasonable way, they will stop you. And they want everyone to vote by mail, the easiest way to commit fraud. Huh, interesting. Netflix suffers record cancellations after co-founder donates $7 million to Kamala Harris. I am so proud of us as a movement at how much better we have been putting our money where our morals are. We have dropped that old pathetic conservative take, I don't do boycotts like the left does, and we've started to actually get teeth with the communist, and I dig it. This guy has spent days flying rescue ops in North Carolina, says the feds are nowhere to be seen. I just forget the feds. I love you guys. As we speak, dudes are out there flying rescue ops, saving Americans. I love this country. That's freaking awesome. We will be back to do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.